The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show on a Monday.
Oh, this Monday has all the Mondaying all yes. over it right now.
I think this is the most Monday that ever Mondays.
Yeah, yeah. Of all of 2025.
Of all the Mondays.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We're The JV Show. Hope you had a good weekend. All right, first talk back of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. Josh, your favorite Morganite. Can you just hit that soundbite? Because these Raiders... You suck! God, I hate that team so much. But they're still my team, Raider Nation. God, next year's our year. Next year is our... No, it's not going to be our year. All right, happy Monday. Bye.
Guess what? You suck!
It's the loyalty
that's
there.
That's the soundbite that he was looking for there. Yeah, Raiders not good. I did just check the one thing that is good.
Yes.
JV Show, number one in Oregon. So, appreciate
okay, yes,
you, Josh.
That.
Thank
that's
you.
That's so all positive.
We've got that going.
Oh, dang it.
That's
but yeah.
Kind of all that matters.
Should we do a second talk back of
Hell yeah,
the day?
Bro.
Let's do it.
Good morning, guys. Happy Monday. It's your buddy Ivan from Newark. And Jess, I hope Newark treated you well. I was so bummed out because I got scheduled to work. But I hope you had a good time. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
did
guys,
you have a good time?
Newark treated me so well. Thank you so much to everybody that showed up yesterday. I was at Chavez Supermarket there in Newark. And oh my gosh, I did not expect the amount of people that showed up to show up.
Oh, because you said before that JV Show listeners there from Newark are a bunch of punk bees.
No, I said
that's what I heard.
No such thing. I just was like, you know, little me. Nobody wants to stop by and say hi. Well, but so,
I would have thought that.
That part's
well.
True.
Right. Well, well, you thought wrong. You thought wrong because so many people showed up. You guys, we ran out of chug mugs. So now I have
really?
A long list of, you know, chug mugs that I'm going to send out because, you know, obviously people showed up. They're still going to get their chug mug because they wanted one. And unfortunately, we ran out. But I have so many shout outs to give. I'm going to do
and
a rapid fire.
You said you brought
fire.
Three?
No.
That's rapid fire shout out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Melody, Cece, Amaya, Gabriela, Jaime, Alan, Hane, and Antoine? Antoine, Alan, Penelope, Dakota, Kane, Melanie.
To read her own writing.
Melanie, Lana, Jillian, Alma, Jesus, Angel, Layla, Zaira, Bianca, Edna, Stephanie, Jillian,
God.
Jerry, Deepak.
Boom.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm not done.
Oh.
My, Evelyn, Jesus, Cameron, Bianca, Elizabeth.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh my God, that is a lot of people.
You guys,
that is. Well, that's awesome.
I committed in the beginning to doing shout outs, and then once everybody came, I was like, oh my God.
That's a lot of shout outs.
That's a lot of names. But yeah, thank you so much to everybody that came. There was games, mariachi. You guys, Chavez had like a ton of samples.
Mouthwatering salsas.
And that too.
Wow.
Yeah. Donuts, cookies. They
nice.
were giving you like canned food and cookies.
I think you said that already.
But also cookies.
But also there were cookies. Yeah, shout out to everybody that came out to that. Thank you so much. And that's awesome. And then, yeah,
yes.
look
so
at that. You meet Jess and get a chug mug. That's a pretty good
so.
Little Sunday.
Glad that was fun for you guys. I had a lot of fun over the weekend. I celebrated my daughter's 14th birthday. Can we talk about some of the things that happened next?
Sure.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Let's talk movies. Did you guys go to the movies this weekend?
Nope.
Nope.
Nah, me either. But here are your top three movies of the weekend. Number three, Wicked for Good. It made $16.75 million this past weekend. Number two, Zootopia 2.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Made another $43 million. And the number one movie of the weekend, the sequel to Five Nights at Freddy's. You know, they have the second part out now. Made $63 million. It's now the biggest December horror opening ever.
Whoa.
Is this one called Six Nights at Freddy's?
No, it's called Five Nights at Freddy's 2.
Oh, very clever. All right, with the 9-4 49ers on a bye week and no game yesterday, let's talk about the Raiders. They were at home in Las Vegas yesterday hosting the top-seeded Denver Broncos, and oh no, it did not go well. Once again, the Raiders' offense struggled to produce points. They had just 7 until late in the fourth quarter, and that's when things got a little strange. With just seconds on the clock, the Raiders trailing 24-14, they elected to kick a field goal as time expired to make it a 24-17 loss to the Broncos. The betting spread in that game had been the Broncos favored to win by 8.5 points. So that meaningless field goal brought it to only a 7-point win, which had major betting implications. People were crashing out hard on social media over that. Raiders have now lost 7 straight, and they are 2-11 on the season.
Don't worry, Whoa. Raiders fans. I'm right there with you with the Giants. A foggy start to your week. We'll get mostly sunny skies by the afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 50s to low 60s, and it should remain basically the same for the rest of the week.
Meaning ice cold freezing yesterday. God, it was so cold. Hey, Aries besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. Your romantic energy is off the charts right now. If you're in the new stages of a relationship, it's time to pour yourself into it, as that person has been waiting for you to take things to the next level. And if you're currently single, buckle up, because that is all about to change very soon.
Oh, that's exciting stuff. All right, next on the JV show, let's talk about my daughter's birthday party. There was a bit of drama beforehand over who I allowed her to invite and who I didn't allow her to invite. So we'll talk about that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hope you had a good weekend. Welcome back here with us. I had a great weekend.
Oh.
It was my daughter's birthday.
Oh. Wow.
She
How old?
She turned 14.
14?
On Saturday.
Now, if I could stop you there for a second, because Selena, you're only 26 and a half.
Yes.
And I haven't had that much coffee yet. But Jess, if you could help me out. If Selena Harris is 26 and a half and her daughter is just her 14, Selena was how old when she had?
That means she would have been 12 and a half.
Okay. That's
wow, the judgment in your guys' voice.
Well,
like, hey.
Very Kentucky of you, but okay. All right.
I said don't do the math.
Got it. All
okay.
Right. Sorry to interrupt. Continue.
One of us is lying about our age. It's either me or my daughter, so yeah. I'll let you figure that out.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And before I get into all of this, for you listening, I am not allowed to talk about my daughter on the show. She, right. You know, when she hit those teen years, she just found that there's nothing more embarrassing than being talked about on the show. And so
your mommy talking about you on the radio.
So she has banned me. So like when I do bring her up, and I will, you know, sometimes when it's before she wakes up for school, so she's not listening. I don't need anybody running and telling somebody and telling her and telling someone that knows her. And then it gets back to her. Don't do that. Please don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys remember last year, before her 13th birthday, she asked me if she can invite a couple boys?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I told her no.
Yeah.
That I wasn't comfortable with that. I think I said, let me think about it, actually. But she never asked again.
Okay.
Well, that got brought up again this year.
Oh.
And she asked me maybe like a few weeks ago. And again, I was like, I don't know. I just really need to think about it. Uh-huh. But this time she didn't forget. And she kept on asking.
Oh, no.
And was the party going to be like at your guys' house,
yes.
A local Chuck E. Cheese, your place?
No, my house.
Got it. Okay.
And I put it off for as long as I could. And honestly, because I asked, well, like, who? And I see all of her friends after school. So, like, I'm really familiar with who is who and things like that. I pretty much, like, I know enough about them to know if I like them or not and want them at the house. But I know that my husband, he don't go for that. He does not like that.
Good
he doesn't like anything having to do with the boys. So I put it off as long as I could. I even actually told her maybe like last weekend, like, you know what? I'm just not comfortable with it. You know, I just don't think it's going to work out having them, you know, at
what
the
was
house.
Her
and
reaction?
I was like, she was sad. And I was like, you know, mate, let's just make it a girl thing. Like, don't you want to just hang out with your girls?
And then she ran off crying. You'll never understand me, Mom.
Honestly,
I'm running away.
I was actually impressed with how she reacted. I could tell like she was hurt and like she was sad and she just wanted like her friend group there. But she knew that if she reacted like that, I'd be like, hello, why are you acting like a brat? Okay, now it's not going to happen.
Right.
And so she was like, surprisingly, like,
chill,
keeping herself together.
But behind your back, she's like,
she probably was. Yeah. She's telling all her friends,
mom's being a total B.
Texting her boyfriend, like, sorry, you can't come.
So then it's the day before her party. This is Friday afternoon. I go to my husband and I was like, hey, you know, Kiana's asking if she can invite just a couple boys, you know, that they're friends with at school. He said, do you know who they are? And I was like, yeah, well, I know one. One is this kid because we've seen him at football games and stuff like that. And he was like, oh, yeah, he's cool. I was like, what? What? So my daughter did have a couple of boys at her birthday party.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
what?
My God.
Yeah, and I met their parents because, I mean, and that made me feel good. Like, their parents care enough to want to talk to me. And, like, I want to meet them, too, you know? So, yeah, this is the first time that boys were allowed. And I figured, like, might as well get used to it because next year for a quinceañera, like, there's going to be boys in the court.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
It's the end of an era, though. Yeah,
it's the end of an era. Yeah.
You can never go back now. And yeah, the quinceañera, and then the years after that, it's just going to be like cake stands, bunch of shirtless dudes, like abs, and just like everyone's flexing, like some big Vegas pool party, and like I'll be DJing. It's going to be awesome. I'm like,
you got a DJ, Graham?
I will practice for that. I'll figure it out.
Oh my God. Yeah, there's no more girls will be at these parties. It's literally going to be just boys.
No.
All dudes.
No.
Totally just broing out. Well, how did it go?
It went really good. So I was busy all the morning of, like, cooking and cleaning and stuff. And then she comes to me and she's like, oh, he's outside. I'm like, what? Like, I didn't have time to, like, have the talk. Not the talk about
like
birds and
the bees.
No, not that one.
Uh-oh.
But the one about, hey, there's boys here. Room is off limits. It's closed. Everyone downstairs, like, at the party.
You have to have your bedroom door open at all times and 2 feet on the floor.
No, it's closed and locked with nobody inside. Nobody's going in there.
Oh.
So as we're already walking outside, I'm like nudging her, like telling her this. She's like, okay, mom, okay. Tell me why. Like, middle of the party, I'm like, where is everyone? Up in her room.
Obviously, get away from the parents.
But I'm like telling her, and she's trying to get everybody back downstairs. And so she's like, hey guys, why don't we go do this instead? And they're like, yeah, completely ignoring her. And I was like, Kiana, if you don't make your friends come down here, I'm going to go up there and you don't want me to have to do that. And then I had to do that. And I went up there and I had to scold everyone about why her rooms. And I didn't want to have
God,
and I didn't want to have
all they're
going to
be talking about today at school.
Well,
can
they
you
shouldn't
believe
have been up there. And you know what?
God's mom came up and yelled at us.
And actually, I didn't. Yeah, I was really nice about it. And you know what? The boy that AJ was like, oh yeah, he's nice, he's fine.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm so sorry about that. And I was like, no, it's fine, you didn't know. But he was so polite.
And then on his close friends, on his story, he like posted this thing.
Yeah, he like was secretly recording you yelling at them, and now it's on TikTok.
I didn't yell at them. I didn't want them to go back and tell their parents that I yelled at them.
I saw that video.
I had just met them.
Your 14-year-old birthday Karen mom. I saw that video, it was hysterical. I didn't realize that was you. Okay, so
that went great. The other thing that went wrong, party's about to start. My husband comes home and I'm like, I'm not even dressed yet. I don't have my makeup on. I just got done like setting things up.
Uh-huh.
He comes home with the cake and he sets it down. My daughter's like, oh, why does it say April 2025 on the cake or 2026 on the cake? I'm like, what? They gave us the wrong cake. This is like a baby shower cake. And like... people are about to start coming. I was already prepared to be like, well, this is our cake now. Because like I couldn't leave. My husband wasn't even ready yet. He still had to shower. Like, this is the bakery's fault for mixing up the cakes. So my daughter had like peeled off. Like, it was like a little picture of like a calendar on the front with like the date.
Oh, my.
And she had like peeled that off. And then there was like a crown on top. There was like some things where we could have like, and it was pink. So we still could have taken off some things, like made it work. And that's what I was prepared to do. And then my husband did offer to take it back. And I'm glad he did. I don't want to like ruin somebody's baby shower.
That
and, like,
was somebody's
and, like,
gender reveal cake.
And
too.
I, yeah, and like they're missing their cake.
It was going to be blue on the inside. And you're like, why is this thing pink?
Well, it wasn't a gender reveal. It was a baby shower. But still, crisis averted. I would have been fine with the wrong cake, but I know that person wouldn't have been.
That's funny.
Wait, but do you think they actually gave them that cake that already traveled to your house and has all your house
you guys
germs?
Sneezed on
yeah,
it.
Because they didn't have time to remake it. The bakery, literally, my husband was on his way back. They called me and they're like, hey, I think we had a mix up and gave you the wrong cake. And I was like, yeah, we're taking it back, but you're going to have to redo the calendar thing on the front because we already peeled it off. They're like, yeah, thank you so much for bringing it back. They were happy as hell that they didn't think that we were going to take it back.
What if they
gave that to the other family?
What if they had sent your cake home with that other family too and it was at their house for a while before the mix-up was realized?
And
you don't
have,
want it. You
I
don't
want
it back.
Cats and dogs.
Yeah, I want my refund. Give my money back.
Wow. And some other family listening right now just ate your reject cake.
You know, I wonder if they told them.
Do you think that other person doesn't
even know?
No, they don't know. Until now. They know now because they just
Except
heard
after
it.
They found some like some of your dogs and hamsters'
Ew.
Hair.
Yeah.
There.
There was a hamster fur coat right on top.
Yeah, jelly bean had crawled across it.
With a little footprint.
Ew. Oh,
that is kind of cute.
And, like the little poops, you know, they drop them, like little decorations.
Like, no, we took those off. We picked those off.
Okay, good.
Next on the JV show, one of the most requested fetishes of the year.
Oh. This is going to shock you guys.
This one's sick.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Maymay from San Jose. Happy Monday. I just want to give a shout out to Jess. It was so nice meeting you on Saturday for the Cesar Chavez Market grand opening in Newark. It was popping. The mariachi band was amazing. All the giveaways was just wonderful. It was just a great grand opening. Again, it was wonderful meeting you, Jess. You're so adorable. Have a great day, y'all.
Aw, that's
Thank
really
you
sweet.
So much.
Very cool.
I'm telling you guys, it was such a good time and so many people came out. You missed out. You
we, did.
Been there.
We did.
Nobody invited me.
Oh, awkward. Yeah. I think it was like an open invite. You could just go.
Oh,
Graham.
Got it.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Wild 94.9. We do have your chance to win Jackson Wang tickets. That's coming up just a few minutes.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Edwin from Brentwood. Happy Monday. Unfortunately, another week. Another Raiders loss, but that's one step closer to the first overall pick. Jess, I hope your Giants beat us in about, I think, 3 weeks, because then we can secure that first overall pick and get Fernando Mendoza. Anything to give this fan base some hope. Have a great Monday, you guys.
Thank you.
Don't do that to Fernando Mendoza. I like that kid. Played at Cal, and then him to the Raiders.
I know. Imagine.
I just ain't going to do
imagine
it.
Not if we get him first. NFL. Imagine going into the NFL and you're so excited. This is like the biggest thing that ever happened to you. And then the Raiders pick you.
Yeah. It happened to Brock Bowers of Napa High School. The second biggest thing to ever come out of Napa High. Second
behind
to me.
You. Oh,
of course.
Yeah.
And yeah. No, I, by all accounts, I do feel bad for some of these teams like the Raiders and Jess's and New York Giants of Salinas because... Well, maybe I don't feel that bad for the New York Giants because I think Jackson Dart's going to be their quarterback and Selena's already glazed over with the sports talk here. But it's just really not a good draft for quarterbacks this year. So, like, the teams that are tanking that really need a quarterback, like, it's next year that you would probably rather have, you know, the number one overall
right.
pick. But, you know, the Raiders were Raider.
And that's what they're doing.
Yep.
All right. One of the most requested fetishes of the year is...
pit porn.
What?
Armpit stuff, you guys.
Oh,
armpit
God.
Stuff is rapidly climbing the list of what people are searching for, you sickos, on the internet. This, of course, in the category and realm of things like feet and other stuff like that. Those
just
are still
weird,
higher on the list. But when they rank the fetish categories, the old armpit stuff is right at number 4 now. It is just steadily climbing
Why?
Up the list. They say, well, there are a few reasons. They say your armpits are very nerve-dense areas, and even light touches and playful little tickles can feel really intense. Armpit licking is
Ooh,
a big
God.
Part of all this. And they say that in recent studies, they found that 59% of daters say that BO is a total turn-on.
It's those pheromones.
There's also a smell aspect to this. So it's nerve dense. There's a smell. And
ew, but licking?
Would you, ladies?
Maybe just like smelling on purpose.
Because this is the JV Show, and I have to ask, if your man came to you and was like, look, this is something I've been seeing a lot of videos online about. There's even an X account called Armpit Galaxy that has over 76,000 followers, and that's
what?
All they do is post this type of content. Make sure you're over 18 if you're going to go look at it. Your man comes to you and is like, I'm really curious about trying this out. I saw this thing on Armpit Galaxy, and I'm into this. Would you let your man... get in there with his nose and maybe...
So, this is so disgusting.
Selena, we'll start with you.
Go ahead.
I mean, if he really wanted to, yeah. Like, it's my husband, sure. But I'm very weirded out and very uncomfortable.
He wants the BO smell, too,
oh,
so you can't have a clean pit. He wants to really...
He wants you to go for a run, come back, and then...
Uh-huh.
Ew.
Well, Selena doesn't run, but...
No, yeah, that'll never happen.
A fast-paced walk.
Yes, a brisk walk across the parking lot at...
I won't be sore for days after that.
Well, that'll get you nice and sweaty.
Sure. If that's what he really, really wanted to do.
He wants you to do that to his armpits.
Okay,
I forgot to mention that.
No, I don't want that. That's where I draw the line.
Got it. So you could be the receiver of the armpit fun.
Yeah.
Got it. Jess, your man comes to you and is like, I've seen this stuff on Armpit Galaxy and I really like to try it out on you. Are you game?
He can smell my armpit. No licking, though. I'm ticklish.
That's part of the fun.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
Yeah.
No, but also, like Selena, there's no way I'm going near his armpit with my nose or tongue.
So you're not part of the 59% of people surveyed that found BO is a total turn-on?
No. It's the opposite for me, actually.
Even like a mild, sort of a mild, it's not full-on BO. It's sort of a mix
I don't mind it. That's my man's smell.
Oh, yeah. Selena's face lit up there. She's back in.
But I'm not going to lick his pits.
Not yet. Not yet. Yeah. I'm not there yet.
One big sniff, that's a gateway. Next thing you know, you're Graham, licking everything.
You're licking your wife's pits.
I mean, if that was her thing, yeah, I
really?
Guess. I'm not. That's not by choice.
But and if she wanted to have some fun with yours?
I'd go for it, I guess. Really? But that's really not for me. And plus, I am very ticklish. So yeah. Nobody likes getting tickled.
Sounds hairy,
nobody.
Too.
I may be laughing, but I am not having fun, said everybody who's being tickled.
This whole thing is so weird.
Hottest phase trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Are the Jonas Brothers broke or are they going through some kind of financial crisis? A lot of fans are wondering what's the case because I told you how they're doing Camp Rock 3.
Ooh, right.
So
that's not something you do by choice.
Right. That a lot of fans are like, what's going on with them? Like, are they struggling? So Disney recently put out the trailer for Camp Rock 3. It's starring the Jonas Brothers. And then Demi Lovato is back in there as well as one of the executive producers of the movie. So the trailer comes out and like most of the fans really excited for, you know, the return of this franchise. Uh-huh. Someone did comment, though. Genuine question. Are the Jonas Brothers in serious debt or something? And Joe actually responded.
Oh.
Did you watch Camp Rock, Jess?
I want to say the first one. Don't remember if I watched the second one.
I've never seen it.
Okay.
So let me know if this makes sense because it's a line from the movie, apparently. Oh. So Joe is responding to, you know, somebody asking if they're in debt for doing Camp Rock 3. And he says, God forbid Connect 3 go back to where Connect 3 connected.
I don't remember this.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming that makes this Connect 3 must be like the band.
You're the Camp Rock expert.
You watched it.
Yeah, this was Camp Rock came out in like 2008.
Yeah, that's why I never watched it.
I wasn't even born yet. So
me
yeah,
either. I'm only 26 and a half. Too, you know how that goes.
Too young.
Anyways, but so they're not going through any type of financial crisis. They did it by choice.
Okay,
Camp Rock
3. That makes sense.
Brandi Glanville, we've been following her journey trying to figure out what's going wrong with her face. Remember that she claimed she had like some sort of parasite eating away the flesh of her face. Mm-hmm. If you want to see a picture, Jess is getting one posted now. If you haven't seen her recently, it's going to be up on JB Morning Show right there on her Instagram story. So over the weekend, she was out at an event in Sherman Oaks and she got stopped by some paparazzi and she revealed to them that she finally got an actual medical diagnosis.
Okay.
So she's finally figuring out what is going on with her face because it's disfigured at this point.
Yeah. Right.
She didn't reveal what it was yet.
TMZ. Because it was years of being on reality TV shows and countless fillers, injections, and all sorts of other
drugs,
things.
Drugs, possibly.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't know. But TMZ says that they think she's going to do some sort of like big social media announcement. So she didn't want to like give it away on their cameras. But she says she knows what it is. She called her mom and her mom was like crying at the news that she's finally getting a diagnosis because while this is going on with her face, I guess it really turned her into an introvert. She didn't want to go places. She kind of stayed to herself and she was starting to think a lot of dark thoughts as a result of this. So yeah. It really took a toll on her mental health. So she's finally turning a corner, really happy about that. I didn't realize she had spent over six figures already just trying to figure out what is wrong with her face.
I mean, if you had the money, wouldn't you?
I would never stop trying to figure out what is wrong with my face if I had the funds.
Because you're saying because it looks so horrible.
It actually does. Like, I don't want to... I mean, half her face has been like eaten away.
It did. It was bad.
It's really bad. If you haven't seen it, go to JB Morning Show. It looks, and she said it was painful. Like, yeah, I wouldn't stop trying to figure out what's wrong with me either.
Well, I'm glad she has now, because now it's just moving on to treatment, right?
I just want to know what the diagnosis is.
What if it is what I said it is?
She would never say that.
Yeah.
I think she would make something up.
But I mean, the fact that she's sharing this journey about this, don't you think she'd share anything as like a warning to other people? Like, whoa, man, you think you can inject all these different things in your face. Once they start, you know, interacting with each other in strange ways, this is what could happen.
Maybe. But you know what would fix that?
More filler.
Yeah, she just put filler back in to fill the spot.
Yeah, just get a different kind of filler.
That's a good point.
That her body doesn't reject.
Anyways, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, really quick, major jackpot alert, you guys. Nobody won the Powerball jackpot over the weekend. I think the draw was on Saturday. Nobody won that. So tonight's drawing, $875 million up for grabs. So can't win if you don't play.
Love that.
You also can't win if you do play. But if you did win for some
these are great odds, by the way.
Reason, don't forget about your favorite more local morning radio show. All right, the earthquakes in the Bay Area just keep on coming. A few more happened overnight and earlier this morning. So we will, of course, be asking our very own Selena, who is immune to feeling earthquakes. Mm-hmm. Did Selena feel it? At around 2:30 this morning, we had a 2.9 magnitude earthquake that struck near the East Bay. The epicenter was near San Ramon, just a little southwest of that. And that was followed by a 3.0 at 5:21 this morning, and then a 2.7 magnitude quake just a couple minutes after that one. So now, as we do after every earthquake, this is our favorite new segment on the JV show, because there have been a lot of earthquakes lately. We ask, did Selena feel it?
I didn't feel any of those.
Oh, God.
Oh, did you guys?
How are you?
No.
Everything was shaking and the things and stuff was falling off my desk over here.
No,
nothing?
It was not.
No, I'm kidding. No injuries or damage reported so far. Again, a 3.0, not likely to do any damage, but felt by a lot of people. That's a decent little shake. You're 0 for your last 72 earthquakes.
I know.
Are you beginning to wonder that you don't have human senses anymore?
Yeah, a little bit.
This is getting weird.
What time was the first one?
A 2:30, right around 2:30, 2:33 this morning.
Oh, yeah, no, I was dead asleep.
Didn't wake me. The old house didn't groan a little bit. Where
maybe
it's like,
it did. I just didn't notice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Must be nice.
Something wrong with me?
There might be. But we'll keep asking the question.
All right. Yep. Thanks, guys. Coming up next, 7:05, your chance to win a chug mug inside our What the Bleep game.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I kid you not, Jess ran out of here so fast. It was definitely a bathroom emergency. Oh, you're back. No,
this Monday is just Monday.
Oh, a little Monday tummy troubles. Yeah. There's a bubble up. Yep.
Before we kick off, What the Bleep?
Morning, JV Show. Listening to you guys for longer. Usually my commute's only 10 minutes, but I have to drive my husband to work, which is 30 minutes away from our house, and then drive back down to my work, which is 20 minutes from his work. Because he had surgery on his tailbone. And, yeah, kind of dreading the commute to my work because I saw traffic. Anyways, love you guys. This is Amir from Utah. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Oh, my God. Surgery on, is it the
coccyx? Yeah, and it makes you wonder, like, how he sustained that injury. We know Amir and her husband, they're newlyweds, and so
things got a little crazy.
Any number of things that happened there. Also, is she complaining about traffic in Utah? People here in the Bay Area that are sitting in real traffic are like, sit down, Utah, get out of here.
There are people that drive 2 hours every morning. Right. Get out of here.
She's like, I have 20 minutes with a bruised tailbone.
That sounds horrible, though.
It does. It sounds painful, actually. But, okay, let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win this JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to get today's bleeped out word correctly. Mm-hmm. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever had to step in and finish a job for someone else?
Whoa.
I thought that was something that only happened in the movies that I've seen.
I'm sure it's happened in real life.
Okay.
Have you guys ever had to do
it
that?
It has not.
No, not that mm-hmm. I can think
of. Yeah, the
of.
Situation's never arose?
Arisen?
Arisen.
I don't know. All right, think about that. We're clearly really good with vocabulary over here, so this is just the game
it's
for us.
It's a Monday.
All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, you sickos, so keep your guesses PG, please. We got to be able to play it on the air. Leave us your name and your city along with what your guess is. We want to be able to shout you out if you win, but only the first person with the correct answer gets that JV Show chug mug. So whip out your iHeartRadio app.
Yep.
Hit that talkback mic button.
Do it now. Gonna play some of your talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us. This is our What the Bleep game, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are gonna send you a JV Show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what the word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And here is today's clip in case you missed it. Have you guys ever had to step in and finish a job for someone else?
Sounds messy.
It does. That's awkward. Like, what do you
Sloppy
do? Like,
seconds.
Hey, I got this. You step aside.
Yeah, you're
like,
not doing that right.
Yeah, how do you do that?
I've seen it on the internet.
Of course. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to your guesses. Remember, this is a family show, so keep your guesses clean.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Kristen out of Oakland. I'm going to guess botched job. I can't think of anything else. I hope that's it. Happy Monday.
A botched job.
That's a pretty good guess. Somebody botched something.
It could be anything.
Okay. Yep.
Yep.
Morning, JV crew. TJ at Livermore. Is the bleeped out word lighting? You had to maybe finish a lighting job that somebody was struggling to put up lights on their house. I don't know. Happy holidays, you guys. Hope you have a good Monday.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Yep, I'm sure that happened.
Not a lighting job, yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. I think the bleeped out word is cleaning job. This is Mary from San Bruno.
Oh, my God. That is
the best guess. You know, do you even know how to clean that toilet? You left the whole back seat part. You didn't even clean that. Let me do it here.
Then there's the people who do it wrong on purpose, so they don't have to do it anymore.
Do you ladies know that us guys have been doing that this entire time?
Yes, we know.
Of course we know how to clean a toilet.
Step aside. Let me do it right. All right, great guesses so far. If you think you know what that bleeped out word is, you want to leave your guess, do it now on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. We are going to play more. Talkback's coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and that's the only way you are going to win this JV Show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what the bleeped out word is, you leave that on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. Okay, so here's today's clip in case you missed it. Have you guys ever had to step in and finish a job for someone else? The only thing is, this is a family show, so you got to keep your guesses clean. Let's go to the talk back, see if anybody got it right.
I'm Denali in San Francisco, and you guys are thinking of a hack job. H-A-C-K. Hack job.
A hack job. Oh,
such a hack job. Let me do it. You see a lot of that in construction. Like, who did this? It's a total hack job.
Really?
Yeah, stuff is cut all wrong and whatnot. Then you got to step in and fix it.
Yeah. Great guess. That would be me, by the way, probably doing the hack job then.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Jason from Vallejo, and my guess for the bleeped out word today is cooking. Maybe it's finish a cooking job. All right, thanks, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
That's a great guess. Ooh.
How do you feel about that? Because that happens quite frequently. You know, you're trying to make something and someone's like, no, you're doing it wrong there. Let me. And then they step in and will, you know, maybe your mom or a family member or a friend or something will be like, no, here's how I do it. Are you offended if that happens in your kitchen?
I'd be a little embarrassed.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I'd be like more annoyed. Just like, get out of my way.
Yeah, it's like if I was ever barbecuing and another guy was like, no, here, let me show you how to barbecue. Part of me would be like, great, now I can go sit down and drink because I don't want to be cooking for all of you. But part of me would be like, no, bro, this is my grill.
Right. I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Back off.
Hey, Wild 94.9. It's Juliana from Hayward, California. I think that the word is paint job. Thanks.
Ooh.
That ice cream paint job. Yeah. That is something I've painted a lot of houses inside and out, and that's something that drives me crazy if people aren't doing a good job. I will step in.
Really?
I have to do it. Yeah. There's
you would hate to see like my bedroom when I was growing up.
Oh, everybody thinks they can paint and then they go do it and it's just like there's paint up on the ceiling and then, you know, the cut-in's not good.
I feel like it doesn't look that hard. You just like paint it.
Oh, it drives
me
crazy.
And there is paint on the ceiling of mine, but I mean, I when do I ever look up there, you know?
Okay, we're so short we don't see it.
Yeah. That's a good point. I guess for you it doesn't matter.
Good morning, JV Show. It's your boy Razzle Dazzle from Fairfield. Is the bleeped out word rap. You know, someone don't know how to rap a present. Hopefully that's it. Have a good day. Thanks.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Like, give me that. I'll do it for you.
Again, that's us guys pretending we don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
I just, how do you get the paper to
It's not that hard.
It's not. But no, that was not the correct answer. Did nobody get the correct answer today?
Wow, a lot of Monday vibes this morning. Nobody got it.
Okay, we get it. But listen up, here is today's clip, Unbleeped. Have you guys ever had to step in and finish a parking job for someone else? A parking job. Someone can't parallel park and you're like, just move. I'll do it for you.
Yes, many times. Living in San Francisco all those years, you have somebody that comes and visits you that's not from San Francisco and they're just overwhelmed at the prospect of having a parallel park on a hill or something.
Oh.
You're like, here, I'll do it. Although there is a lot of pressure if they've attempted a few times and didn't fit into the spot, you know, and just took the wrong angle and didn't.
Yep.
Then when you're like, here, let me do it. If you don't nail it on the first try, then you look like an idiot.
So yep, it's embarrassing.
It's added pressure, but Yeah. I can handle that pressure.
I haven't been the person that stepped in, but I've been the person that needed somebody.
The recipient of somebody. Move on. Just get out. I'll do it. Yeah. People watching that also wanted that same spot are just laughing and laughing at you.
There's nothing more embarrassing. Has that ever happened to you, Jess?
Oh, all the time.
I love it when people give up, too, and then they just drive off. Fast and angrily.
I hate it that even if people aren't on the street, even if no one's behind me, in my mind, I feel like everybody's watching me from their home through the window. And like, they're recording me right now. They're laughing at me. I need to just go.
I get like sweaty, red, and like all flustered. It's so stressful.
Parallel parking anxiety is real. I talk to my therapist about it like once a week at least.
All right, nobody got today's JV Show Chug Mug. We'll do it again tomorrow.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to our Yup Nope game, just rewinding a little bit to What the Bleep. We play every morning, 7:05. The bleeped out word today, in case you missed it, was parking. It was about parking jobs.
Parking. Oh, my gosh. I could not think of what it was. But now that you said that, Selena, if you can't park, it's a turnoff for me. The date is over. You can't be my man.
Oh, wow. Okay. Dang. Quickly around the room. Ladies, do you share that same sentiment? You're on a date, pull up to a spot. It's got to be parallel parked and guy can't do it. Deal breaker?
Not a full deal breaker, but I am a little turned off by it.
I'm hugely turned off by that.
Me too.
Yeah, you got to know how to park better than me, at least.
I can't do it. I need to be able to turn to my man to do it for me.
Right.
And if you can't do that, what are we going to do? We're both just not parking.
Just going to drive around in circles for hours.
No, I'm going to need him to set up some cones and start practicing at home before he picks
we're going to do some obstacle courses in our spare time.
Embarrassing. Hey, JB Show. It's Victoria, Valentina, and Vanessa. I hope you guys have a great day. Happy Monday.
Hi, it's Valentina, and I was so excited to see you, Jess, at Sylvain, and it was so much fun meeting you guys, meeting Jess, and I hope you guys have a wonderful Monday.
Oh my God, so sweet.
Wait, I'm confused. Jess, you were out at the Chavez supermarket, brand new one opened up in Newark. You were out there Sunday. We shout out a lot of listeners came out to see you there. I don't get it. Was there one that opened in Solvang too I didn't know about?
No, but Friday night and Saturday, I was out in Solvang. Never thought that somebody would ever like recognize me there, you guys. We really are out there.
Is that why you went all the way to Solvang? Like, I got to get away from all the throngs of fans trying to come up to me at a restaurant when I'm eating.
Graham,
and take pictures.
Are we number one in Solvang?
You know, we actually are. We just edged the other morning show there. They're the Windmills, and we just edged them out, and we're finally number one there.
Yeah, but glad meeting you too.
That was very sweet. All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Haley and Garrett and Aurelia and David and Ashley.
Oh my God. Wait.
What are you driving a school bus?
I called and I ran back to get my son from his before school care. And then my friend walked by and I'm like, oh my God, I need your help.
So we have Haley and Garrett and Nick and Kevin and Joe.
Aurelia.
Oh wait, that's the Jonas Brothers. Who else?
That's the Jonas Brothers.
Haley, Aurelia, Garrett.
Yeah, that's what I said. Everyone put your phones away. No cheating.
No cheating.
No cheating. We do not cheat.
Good.
We do not cheat. And we do win this every morning.
Okay. Oh, well, let's see if you win this morning.
I'm so nervous. I'm shaking.
We have four tickets for the Exploratorium. The Exploratorium on the line. You know how this works. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. Got to get three correct. And the tickets are yours. Are you ready, Haley?
Yes, we're ready.
Here we go. Question number one. CO is the two-letter postal abbreviation for what state?
Colorado.
Yep. There it is.
What about Connecticut? No respect for them, huh? All right. Question number two. What is the first name of Batman's butler?
Alfred.
Yep.
Maybe they weren't lying. Maybe they get it every morning.
Okay, smarty pants. Yeah. Question number three. Raiden, Liu Kang, and Sub-Zero are just a few of the iconic characters in what legendary fighting video game?
I'm sorry. Say that again. My daughter broke something in the backseat. Say that again.
What was it? Collarbone?
It's like a little like prey thing to draw on.
Okay. Well, we don't need that anyway.
Yeah, just throw it out the window. Yeah, just throw it out the window.
It's fine. We're going to the exploratorium.
Chuck it out.
Okay, here you go. Listen up. Raiden, Liu Kang, and Sub-Zero are just a few of the iconic characters in what legendary fighting video game?
Boys, this is you. I have no idea. Mortal Kombat? I mean, I don't know.
They were still deliberating, but yeah, it's Mortal Kombat. All right, question number four. You guys don't even need this one. No need to break any more things in your car because you've already won the game. We're going to do it just for funsies. Herpetology is the scientific study of what type of animals? Not just animals with herpes.
Herpetology.
You're a doctor. You're supposed to know this.
Yeah.
Herpetology?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Me either.
But let's see. Okay, so yes.
What kind of animals?
What kind of animals, you said?
Yep.
Yeah. Name an animal.
Porcupine!
It is not porcupines. It is reptiles and amphibians.
So
herpetology.
Porcupines! Too. We should have known that. Oh, sorry.
Hey, doesn't matter, because you guys still won!
Nice job.
So you are going to get to go to the Exploratorium. You just got four tickets. They have a lot of really fun stuff going on right now. Luminous artwork. A lot of stuff. Awesome. Okay, Haley, you guys are right. You do win this every day, apparently. So I'm
Oh, my God. We are so
impressed.
Excited.
Nice job.
Congratulations. Hang on there for your winning, and you guys have a great rest of your day. Graham, do we have any shout-outs?
Selena, have you ever had to visit a herpetologist before?
Have not,
okay,
no.
Good for you.
A doctor for reptiles, no.
Oh, okay. Just checking. A couple DMs here. Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. I was just wondering if you guys can give a shout-out to my very, very handsome son. His name is Zayden. He is 29 years old today. I just wanted to wish him a very magical day and let him know how much his sissy Zoe and his mama and dad and his doggy Ziggy and his tortoise Raphael, how much we love him, and I just hope that he has a magnificent day. Happy birthday, Zayden. Mommy loves you.
I'm a mommy.
Who gives a fart?
That's true. Yeah, happy birthday, Zayden. One more here. Good morning, Graham. Could you please send a birthday shout out to my daughter Nadia Blanco from Palo Alto? She turns 6 today, listens to the JV Show every morning on our way to school. Happy birthday, beautiful. You fill our family with so much love and amaze us with how brave, fun, and nurturing you are. We're so excited for your first hip hop recital this weekend.
Oh,
yeah, word up.
We
love you so much. Love mom, dad, Colin, Dahlia, and Elena. Yes, happy birthday, Nadia.
Who gives a fart?
And good luck at that recital.
Yes.
Bust a move. Is that what you would say? Instead of like break a leg, it's a hip hop recital.
Right.
You'd be like, yeah, bust a move.
Bust a move.
Sup.
So stupid.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So let's talk about Taylor Swift at the Chiefs game last night, because the Chiefs, they were there in Kansas City playing the Texans, and the Chiefs lost, by the way.
Yes, they did.
But who gives a fart about that, though? Taylor was at the game last night in Travis's box suite. Mm-hmm. Didn't seem to be hiding, like, you know, at a few of those earlier games when she was sneaking around, not wanting to be seen by anybody. She was just sitting, enjoying herself with her bestie, Selena Gomez. They were there together.
Oh.
Some people pointed out that Selena did look confused most of the time, but that's okay. They had fun together. There was another very high-profile celebrity there. People cannot figure out why or what's the relation between him and Taylor, or possibly Travis. But Leonardo DiCaprio was there in the box suite as well.
Really?
Hanging out
yeah.
with him?
Well, no, he wasn't seated with Taylor and Selena. He was a little further back. I'm sure they mingled at some point, or nobody can really figure out the connection between them, but that was kind of random.
Very.
But he was there. Yeah.
Is this the first time we've ever seen them all together? Why do I feel like we've seen them together before?
Taylor Swift and Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, like at another random sporting event. Maybe not. Maybe I'm getting it confused.
I don't know. I don't recall that.
I mean, when you're that level of rich and famous, you probably have
rubbed elbows at some point.
And have mutual friends
yeah,
that also run in those same circles. I mean, I know you said who gives a fart about the Chiefs' loss last night, but a lot of us do give a fart because as it stands right now with that loss, the Chiefs have under a 15% chance, I think, of making the postseason. And I, for one,
I don't have
anything on my Christmas list yet this year. I can't think of really anything I want this year. And to have a Chiefs-free postseason in the NFL, oh, that just bumped to the top of my list.
Not that is kind of nice.
Have to hear Patrick Mahomes and his Kermit voice talking about all their wins after
every
play. I like
his Kermit voice. It's funny.
Yeah, but I don't need them in the postseason anymore. They've won enough Super Bowls. Give it a rest, guys. I don't need you in there.
I think that's how most of the country feels.
It's going to be
just done.
It's going to feel so nice and not to have the camera turn and look for Taylor and stuff the whole postseason. I applaud this and that loss. Oh, thank you, Texans, for beating the Chiefs last night. Thank you. And they're not out yet, but they're mathematically getting to be a long shot.
Graham, right now, if you could say, do you have a prediction of the two teams that will make it?
To the Super Bowl?
Yep.
Oh. Niners, obviously.
Niners.
Yeah, they're so good.
And?
Patriots, maybe.
Whoa.
Which would be weird.
Lock it in. Okay. Prediction.
The Rams are playing the best football in the entire league, but I'm hoping they stumble and you know what in their pants in the playoffs. So that would open the door for the Niners.
Right.
Course.
Sydney Sweeney is finally speaking on her American Eagle backlash. So a few months ago, if you recall, she put out that jean ad for American Eagle. You know, the one where jeans are passed down.
Jeans are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My jeans are blue.
Oh my God. Nails on a chalkboard or whatever. That's the... I can't. That would be... Imagine having to listen to that just over and over and over again.
And then you guys remember the backlash.
Yep.
And she was even asked about this entire ordeal in GQ last month, and she wouldn't really speak on it. Remember, it was kind of a weird interview. She was like, I did a jean ad. That's it.
Yeah.
And that's really all she would say. Well, now she did an interview for People, and here's what she said. She said, I was honestly surprised by the reaction. I did it because I love the jeans. I love the brand. Now she's speaking out finally. She said, quote, I don't support the views some people chose to connect to the campaign. Many have assigned motives and labels to me that just are not true. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm always trying to bring people together. I'm against hate and divisiveness. In the past, my stance has been to never respond to negative or positive press, but recently, I've come to realize that my silence regarding this issue has only widened the divide, not closed it. So I hope this new year brings more focus on what connects us instead of what divides us.
Why just say that originally?
Yep. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I wonder if her finally saying this has anything to do with Zendaya. Remember, I told you how there was a lot of tension on the set. They're filming Euphoria and Zendaya was like refusing to do any press with her or really like, you know, have any sort of relationship with her because of this whole situation, because she didn't speak out against what people thought the jean ad was about.
Yeah. And she should have. So many people are putting words into her mouth and reading into this thing, and that level of statement is very easy to make without even revealing whether or not she actually truly thinks that or not.
Yes.
You just say that, people are putting words in my mouth. That's not what this was about.
And the previous interview, the one that you mentioned, she was given the opportunity to speak about just this.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, when I have something to speak about, I'll speak on it.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
she's like
you'll know.
It,
You'll know when I want to say something about it.
My jeans are blue. That's the only thing I'd like to say about it right now.
Jeans are passed down.
Parents to offspring.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, a Bay Area veterinarian clinic is asking for the public's help getting some unusual stolen items returned. The Central Boulevard Veterinary Hospital in Brentwood said that over the weekend, two burglars broke into their business. And because they couldn't find any cash or I guess any other like really good valuables, they ended up grabbing a bunch of urns. Those urns, unfortunately, had the ashes of many people's beloved Bay Area pets in them. Along with those, they also took some concrete paw prints and other personalized items that were meant to memorialize people's pets. The clinic said, these ashes hold deep emotional value, and we are desperate to get them back to the people who loved these pets. So if anybody has information about this or sees these items discarded somewhere, whatever it may be, contact the Brentwood Police Department, please.
Why would they steal that?
What a weird place to burglarize, first of all. And then there's...
Well, have you been to the vet lately? I mean, I just give them half my paycheck every time I take my dog
there. But in cash?
Not in cash.
See?
Though.
So that's what I mean. Like, what were you expecting? Then you couldn't just leave empty-handed. You had to take something.
Then you're taking urns?
Right. Like, I wouldn't even want that.
Like, what are you going to sell them on eBay? Like, sell them out of the trunk of your car? Get your urns here.
That's now there's so families that... might never get those.
Let's hope they get returned.
Yes.
Oh, man.
All right. We do have more winning today. A lot of winning this week, actually. 8:20 tickets for Rosalia, Oakland Arena. She'll be here next summer, so we're going to give you those tickets. And next, Graham, let's talk about your weekend a little bit, what you watched on TV. Please tell me it's the Diddy docuseries, because I can talk about that all day.
Dude, I can't wait to talk about it.
Ooh, it's next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Alicia from Vallejo. Graham, I think your prediction for who's going to the Super Bowl is a little off because the Broncos are number one in the AFC. So I think they should be put in there. So you might want to reconsider your predictions. Have a great Monday, everyone.
We got a Broncos stand in the building. Yep. Apparently, look, just put me on the spot and made do a Super Bowl prediction. I didn't have a lot of time to think about it. Look, Broncos are number one in the NFC. They have an 11-2 record. I watched some of the game yesterday as they were taking on the Raiders. I wasn't convinced that they were Super Bowl caliber given that, like, I don't know, they played the Raiders. They should have really squashed them by a lot of points. Patriots also 11-2. That's who I mean, just gun to my head, said, who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl? I picked Patriots from the AFC. I don't really know, though. The AFC is kind of wide open in my mind. But, you know, there's that.
Okay. We'll see.
I think you're allowed one Super Bowl prediction redo because, you know, at some point, maybe like next week, we'll
ask I don't think he wants a redo, though. He seems pretty.
Okay. Well, if you're locked in, you're locked in.
Sure.
Just trying to help out, you know, whatever. Graham, how was the weekend?
It was good, you guys. Cold, freezing cold, but it did have you in the Christmas holiday feels. Yeah. You know, we did a little more decorating at the house, and it was kind of nice. You didn't feel bad about not doing stuff outside because you're like,
it's too cold.
Stay bundled up in here and watch some shows. And so my wife, Kate, and I sat down to watch something on Saturday night. We very rarely get to watch TV shows together except on the weekends. I go to bed so early for this job. So we open up Netflix. Look, the first thing that pops up, because the number one show on there is the Diddy documentary. It's called The Reckoning.
Yes.
Or The Diddy Reckoning, The Diddler Reckoning.
Sean Combs, The Reckoning.
Reckoning of the Diddler, whatever it's called. That's the first thing that pops up. And I was like, ooh, talking a lot about that on the show. We should watch that. And the look on my wife's face, you guys,
Nope.
What? She vetoed that within, I barely even uttered the sentence that we should watch that. And it was vetoed. She's like, it's gross, disgusting. I don't want anything to do with that. I mean, apparently she's heard enough about the Diddler, and a lot of people had that reaction that have watched it, like, horrified about how evil this guy is.
On that, just really quick, can I just give you one headline I saw this morning?
Uh-huh.
Because in the docuseries, one of the people that they interviewed there makes a claim about Diddy when he was, you know, many, many years ago when he was younger, he had, like, pushed or, like, hit his mom or something like that. And his mom now is slamming that false claim.
Well, mom's doing some PR now.
But, like, out of all the other things Diddy is accused of in this documentary, like, you don't say anything about those. So are those true? Is all that stuff true? But this is the one thing that's false?
All the parties, you know, and the baby oil. Yeah, and the mom's like,
yeah,
nah,
that made me, like,
no
really
comment.
What about every, there's much worse in the docuseries.
Yes, much, much worse. Okay, so we went right past that, straight to Southern Charm. Are you guys familiar?
Oh, my God.
Southern Charm is a Bravo, you know, I'll use air quotes, reality show about some people in Charleston.
Okay.
And anyways, we've watched this show for years. Anyways, the new season, I think we're about, I don't know, 3 or 4 episodes into the new season. And there was one topic I did kind of pull from this that I wanted to ask you ladies about.
Okay.
Because there are two ladies on the show. They've suddenly become best friends, Vanita and Sally. They are thick as thieves. They do everything together. They're besties.
Okay.
Well, Craig Conover, now, you might recognize him, Selena. He's been in the headlines a lot because he was engaged or dated for a long time. This girl, Paige, that was from the show Summer House and whatever. And this guy's been gotten like a lot of headlines. He got dumped by this girl. And so he's single. He's newly single. And so this season is sort of following him on his getting back into singledom. And Sally has taken quite the liking to Craig. Ooh. The only problem is her bestie, Vanita, hates him. Craig and Vanita in the same room, it's fireworks. They're going to get in a fight. They're going to argue. Vanita, they just both trash each other anytime they're in, you know, the interview portion. They do not like each other.
This is good. This is good. Juicy.
Could
I get
you
why you watch it.
Date somebody that your best friend hates? Because Sally seems very undeterred by this, even though she knows her best friend cannot stand this guy. She's still like, well, I think he's hot, and I will hang out in the hot tub with him till 4 a.m.
Whoa.
Jess? That's a tough one. I think if this is like my bestie for life, I think I'd take her side because there's clearly something that she's seeing that I'm not. I'm just clearly blinded by how hot this guy is or something.
He's got pretty deep pockets.
And you don't want to be like, you don't want to have be having to choose between your bestie. I don't think your bestie will come around and like him eventually. It's one of those things. If they already hate that person, it's not just dislike. They hate them. I don't think I could date them.
But what if you're like falling in love with this person? Like, oh my God, I see a future with them. I have to, I want to, I just need to be dating this person or whatever. And your bestie's like, he's a scumbag. I mean, I hate him.
I might still give him a chance and see if they can get along. But if, I mean, obviously there's reasons why my best friend doesn't like them to begin with.
So you're letting your best friend control your love life.
No, but if they hate them and those reasons are valid, then there's probably a good chance I should not be with that person.
Essentially, you're almost having to choose between the person that you love or want to date and your best friend because you know the two of them, you're not going to be able to hang out.
I don't think you should have to choose. I don't think you should have to. I mean, I'm on the opposite side, Jess. Mm-hmm. If my bestie doesn't like my man, hates him, well, okay. Well, you guys don't have to be friends, but this is still who I'm choosing to be with. I'm not going to let somebody else control my one life that I have to live if I really, really like this person.
That's a good point.
I can see that.
Now I'm back on Selena's side.
But what if, because obviously like right now, I mean, I wouldn't care if somebody came to me and they were like, oh, I don't like who you're dating because hello, we've been together for so long. But what if it was that, like, you're just barely talking to this
guy? But you never know the motive. Is your friend jealous? Are they just hating because they're bitter, because they're going through something? Like, I don't know. I'm worried about my own happiness and the person that I want to be with. And that's it. At the end of the day, you're not the one that has to date the person.
Right.
This is me and what I'm choosing to do.
Are you not taking that into consideration at all, though?
I mean, I guess I'd be curious as to why you feel like that, but not really. Is at the end of the day, it's what I want to do.
Yeah, I would want to know the reasons. Because if the reasons, again, are valid, like there's stuff that they've constantly heard about this person, like, hey, I know someone who has dated this person before, or I have valid reasons for why they wouldn't be a good match, like, careful, then I would definitely take that into consideration. Because at the end of the day, like, if this is my bestie that has, like, you know, looked out for me in the past, I think if I can trust them enough, then...
But I guess those reasons matter. If your friend came to you and was like, he's a serial cheater, and then you choosing to not be with that person, it wouldn't be because your best friend hates him. It's probably because you don't want to be with somebody who's a serial cheater. Do you know what I mean? So it's not...
Okay, I can see that. Right.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Right. So obviously, if like my best friend hates them for absolutely no valid reason, then I'm not going to listen to that. But I just feel like as a best friend, when they come to you, it is, I guess, most of the time because they have like a good reason to not like them.
Can I ask one quick follow-up question?
Yes.
Were you guys talking to me this whole time? Because I like...
You zoned out?
Yeah, I just fell asleep. I'm kidding. I'm joking. The source of their conflict, why this guy Craig and this girl Vanita do not like each other. It seemed that it really, I don't know that they were ever really that close, but it seemed to stem from when Craig broke up with this, had a very public breakup with this other, I guess you'd call a Bravo celebrity or whatever, this woman, Paige. When they broke up, Vanita sided with Paige and was like, I'm team Paige.
Oh,
and that really rubbed Craig the wrong way. And then they've just, I don't know, then they've just feuded about other stuff ever since.
Yeah, see, this seems like it's just petty stuff.
Right. But, okay, flip it. Graham, what about you? Could you date someone that your friend hates?
Yeah. It depends on how good looking she is.
Stop!
There's a scale.
That's what it always comes down to.
You can graph it. No, I mean, it would obviously make things difficult. I think, Selena, to your point, because I said you're essentially choosing between the two because you'll know you'll never be able to hang out socially, you know, like with your best friend and your person, which is what you... In a perfect world, that's the best part, you know, of you know, introducing your relationship to your friends is that everybody's going to get along and be friends. It would kind of take the fun out of a lot of that, but it can still work, I guess. Just not as, it's not ideal.
It's not ideal, of course not, but I would still, you know, take my happiness over my salty, bitter friend.
Just leave them at home, sad and single and lonely.
We just hang out separately.
But I mean, then your friend's like, you'll see.
But you can't come running back to me. You can't expect everyone to get along with everyone. People, they're not compatible, you know, sometimes. And that's okay, I think. I don't know. I would just choose
yourself first.
My man, Yeah. Okay. Right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV crew. It's Ed without the haircut. Selena and Jess, can we talk for a second? I want one of you guys to go over to Graham, grab his man card, take it, and rip it out. Is Southern Comfort? What's going on here, Graham? You're the man of the show. Oh, man. It's a Monday. Raiders.
Is this because of your TV watching?
First of all, Southern Charm. Put some respect on my bad reality show. But also, just keep in mind, I am the greatest TV watching husband of all time in the history of TV watching husbands.
I got a question. My hand is up.
Sure. Ooh, Selena, you in the front row.
Thank you. Do you ever get to pick what you guys watch?
Let me just think about that real quick.
Nope.
All right. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So, I thought we were all adults.
We're not, you guys. I mean, you guys
from
are...
From age 18, we're adults.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm 26 and a half.
I'm a man.
So.
26 and a half for you guys. I turned 30 this year, unfortunately.
Whoa. But, I'm only 28 and a half.
Embarrassing.
But according to a new study, you guys, you're not an actual adult until the age of... Drum roll! 32.
Okay, look at you rolling your R's again.
Thank you.
Sounds pretty like good, an old mortar cycle.
32?
32, yep. Apparently, adolescence, right? That's the period between childhood and adulthood. Traditionally, it was defined from ages 10 to 19. Well, now they have found, based on like brain imaging and other stuff, that we shouldn't actually be considered adults until the age of 32, and adulthood, they're saying.
And for guys, it's even higher still.
Yeah, oh, I mean, listen to me. Yeah. I'm clearly not an adult.
Adulthood is from 32 to 66 is what they're saying.
What's after 66?
Late aging.
Oh.
Or early aging, actually.
You're no longer adult after 66.
It's all downhill from there.
Heading back towards being an infant.
Isn't that insane? And honestly, I kind of agree with this, because I think the generation now feels a lot younger than before. Like for me, you know, the parents of my generation were already like kids, home. They had everything like lined up already. And for me, I'm like, oh my God, I have a cat. I have no interest in having children. I have no home. And here we are.
God, that sounds like a really sad life when you put it like that.
Yeah, that does. You want to play this sad, play this sad music and talk about the giant gaping hole in your life left by the emptiness?
I mean, that's why I don't even have a Christmas tree up right now, because I'm
that is so sad. I live alone.
Jeez. Hello, Scrooge.
Yeah, I'm ready to get a second cat, to be honest.
I mean, oh my God, do not do
it's
that.
It's a slippery slope. I don't want kids. I'll just get more cats.
Oh my God.
Don't you turn into the cat lady.
Sounds like a great plan.
I mean, the generations before us, it was so much easier to like attain those things. It just keeps on getting harder and harder and harder as we move forward. But I think that this new study is... It's true. I mean, at 20, 25, I mean, I'm only 26 and a half now, but you don't feel like an adult at those ages.
You don't. And you still have a lot of growing up to do.
As much as you. Yeah. I mean, you still feel really young. And even if you do feel like an adult, your decision making and reasoning and stuff.
It's not all there
different
yet.
Than it will be 10 years from now. I mean, I wouldn't know because I'm only 20 and a half.
We're still so young. We've got a long ways to get there. Jess, you're almost there.
On the verge of getting a second cat. Just gonna be at home knitting in front of the fire with no Christmas tree up. You gotta get a little something at your apartment, right, Jess?
I got one at Five Below like a few years ago.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But last year I tried putting it up, and within 10 minutes it was knocked down by my cat.
Isn't that part of the fun of having a cat? Just let it just rip apart your tree.
Check out my cat.
I mean, yeah, but I don't want to have to be like picking it up before I even put it up.
Well, that's part of being a pet parent. You can't deprive your cat of a proper Christmas.
But it just feels depressing if it's just like a tiny little tree there for no one to enjoy it with me, you know?
Yeah, but when you're sitting there in all your loneliness, isn't it nice? I mean, Selena, let me talk to you for a second. Yeah. You've got your tree up. I've got my Christmas tree up. There's something about just... I don't know, looking at the lights.
It just feels happy. You walk in, you're like, ah.
It fills you with, you know, nostalgia.
Nostalgia alert.
And then joy. And then there's Jess just crying into a bowl of chili all by herself.
Like, does your cat...
And she heated up from a can.
Does your cat even have an elf on the shelf that comes... You know, every
she doesn't.
Wow.
She
what kind of parent are you?
Sadness in this house.
I haven't even put up her stocking.
Oh my God.
It's already the 8th.
Bah humbug over here. Wow.
Are we talking about Elf on the Shelf next? Graham?
Sure.
Something having to do with Elf on the Shelf and
yeah.
That's all I got for you. Yeah. But it's next. Uh-huh.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, this is Bianca.
I'm Layla from Redwood City. And I'm leaving this talk back because I saw you guys yesterday and I was really excited and I told her that I would leave this talk back.
Go Jess. She was great and we had a lot of fun. And I'm so happy we got a wicked bag. We love you guys. We love you all. Thanks for having a great morning talk show.
Aww.
Thank you.
You guys, everyone really came out yesterday to see you, Jess.
I'm telling you. I shouted everyone out. If you podcast the show, it'll be in earlier.
Yeah, go back and listen to the start of the show. Get a shout out.
But it was so fun. Thank you so much to everybody that showed up. And yeah, we were giving away little cute Wicked bags and Wicked posters.
Cute.
Adorable.
I'm out on that.
Wow.
It's Wild 94.9. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
One thing we were just talking about is, according to this new study, you're not actually an adult, like according to like brain scans and all that, until age 32.
Good morning. And not everybody's going to agree with me on this thought, but I kind of, you know, I do think it has some valid points about how the young adults these days, one of the reasons they can't save, in spite of the world being terrible, I know the world is very hard, but, you know, they can't give up their coffees. They can't give up eating out every day. They can't give up the cars and the cosmetic stuff they do. So all that adds up. When I was younger, I lived at home, saved my money, and, you know, was able to give a down payment at a pretty decent age.
That's a good point.
Overconsumerism. I just feel like if I stopped doing all those things, it still wouldn't be enough for a down payment on a house.
I agree. See, I agree with you on that. I kind of agree with both points. I think we frivolously spend because we've become a society of stuff and, oh, you can just order anything, get it tomorrow, this second. We just spend money on stuff that we don't really need. Mm-hmm. And we waste a lot of money that way. But I'm fully with what, Selena, you are saying is that the dollars, the spending power, wages have not kept up with the price of real estate and all sorts of other
things. It's impossible at this point.
You hear all these older generations be like, when we were buying a house, we had a 10% interest rate. Well, yeah, you could actually afford that 10% interest rate. It wouldn't work now. No one can afford that. No one can afford the 6% or whatever interest rate is happening now. Yeah. Nobody's buying anything right now in the Bay Area because you can't.
Right.
The norms can't afford anything.
And you know what we can afford? A nice little coffee that's going to make our day.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, barely, because that's getting a little expensive, too.
Even that, yeah. It's rough out there.
All right, let's talk holidays.
Yeah, let's talk Elf on the Shelf, because they have unveiled a month of mischief.
Ooh.
Elf on the Shelf, I don't know, they put out different little, because they got a lot of time on their hands. I saw a whole article about Elf on the Shelf. You know, the elves are real busy during the holiday season, but it's like, what do you, you know, what are you guys doing all off season? Well, they make some little animated videos and stuff for us to enjoy. And the marquee one this year, you guys, is all centered around the Kansas City Chiefs.
Really?
This Merry Mischief Elf on the Shelf holiday short is going to be unveiled on December 24th. There's already some YouTube previews and stuff that you can watch right now. And, of course, it's about Kelsey on the Shelfie. That's the name of the elf. Now, look, he accidentally gets left behind, and the entire Kansas City team, it looks like it's animated. It's an animated movie, obviously. And he gets left behind, and so he gets into all kinds of mischief as the team goes on a road game, and he's at Arrowhead Stadium all by himself. Are you guys interested in Kelsey on the Shelfie?
I do want to watch it.
It sounds like it'd be kind of cute. You think Taylor comes out? Obviously, right?
I wonder, because they are, you know, an animated version of Coach Andy Reid and obviously Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. Everyone's going to be in there. All your Chiefs,
I think it's kind of cute,
are going to be in there. Kelce on the Shelfie. That's how you know I've officially reached my full saturation with the Kelce brothers and all this stuff.
I know you're done.
They now have taken over Elf on the Shelf. I am 100% out.
So there's Elf on the Shelf, Kelsey on the Shelfie. We have Snoop on the Stoop.
Snoop on the Stoop.
And then I saw Guido on the Ledge.
Who's that?
Is that Pauly D?
No, it's not Pauly D.
Who is it?
Yeah. It's not of an actual celebrity, but some like woman was selling these, and they've like gone viral since.
It
kind of looks like Pauly D.
It probably is Pauly D. Yeah. Guido on the what?
On the Ledge.
It doesn't rhyme, though. I feel like it should rhyme.
Yeah.
Guido on
the Streeto.
Streeto.
See, like it should. That. It should rhyme.
That's actually a good one.
Kelsey on the shelfie. Anyways, again, if you'd like to see that, December 24th. But the Merry Mischief teaser available now on YouTube.
Love nice. It. All right, thanks, Graham. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next. Can we talk about the dress that Cardi B wore to celebrate Stefan Diggs' birthday over the weekend? Because, oh, my God. I'll get it posted on our Instagram story, too. It's going to be talked. Never mind.
Yeah, shut up.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, couple things having to do with Instagram. First one, Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau. Mm-hmm. I always feel like I'm saying his last name weird. It's Trudeau.
Mm-hmm.
They went Instagram official.
Oh.
It is official, you know, because she's still out on tour and she's like overseas in different countries and stuff. Last I saw, he was like following her around. Like they were out in Japan. Like wow. They are together. Now, I did want to ask you guys, what is your interest level in like hearing about them as a couple? Maybe scale of like 1 to 5. Do you guys care to talk about them? Are you here for them together?
Who gives a fart?
Like a 3.
Really? I feel like my interest level is honestly kind of lower. Like, I just don't really care that much. Are you kind of there with me, Graham?
Ears perked up when they first were spotted together.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
After that initial dinner date, I've kind of lost interest.
And then just like, I'm on the scale of 1 to who gives a fart, I'm at a full.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah. Me too.
Why do I feel like they kind of look alike?
Because they kind of
do. Let me see.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at just their eyes and their eyebrows, I don't know. Something about them, I'm like, huh.
I can see that a little bit. Anyways, well, they went Instagram official, and that's a huge milestone for any relationship, I guess. The other thing I wanted to talk about having to do with Instagram was some pictures that Cardi B posted. You can check out one of these on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. Make sure to go give us a follow if you're not already. So she celebrated her man's birthday over the weekend. Stefan Diggs turned 32, and so they partied in Miami, and she showed up wearing this black dress. First of all, plunging neckline, the cleavage, the bazoomers, they are out there. And then she turns around, and there's like imagine this, there's like a sliver of the dress completely missing from the top to the bottom in the back, and there's just like chains going.
And just one long zipper going down.
This is at JV Morning Show on Instagram.
It's at JV Morning Show.
Going now.
And so you can see a lot of skin there on the back.
Oh. Yeah, you can.
You're not here for it, Jess?
I don't think I'm here for it, for me personally, because imagine sitting. Okay, you know, anytime.
Something's going to get stuck in one of the links of one of those chains. Ouch.
Also, if you sit, those chains are going to leave marks on your whole body.
That's true. But,
yeah, they're going to get like imprinted.
Yeah.
You know, something I didn't even consider. She had I saw another post, not from her, I don't think, but she went and she got some lower back dermal piercings.
Oh.
And I don't know if she had those at the time, you know, of wearing this dress. I'm assuming she did, but like, wouldn't that get snagged by the chains?
Yeah.
Unless you had it covered up by like some plastic or like a bandage or something. I don't know.
It just seems dangerous to wear this dress out.
It just seems cold. It's been really cold out.
Yeah.
But you know what? It looks good on her. Yeah. It looks so good
for
on her.
For fashion, we'd all do
it. I can never pull it off. And if you want to see Cardi's whole backside out in this dress, Stefan Diggs really liked it as well. He had reposted it on his story and he said something about through the mattress, which is what people thought his plans were going to be for her later. There's that.
Got it.
Okay.
Graham, what do you have inside today's Hottest Trending?
All right, soccer fans in the Bay Area not happy after FIFA revealed their finalized schedule over the weekend for the upcoming World Cup, and the Bay Area definitely got the short end of the stick. The United States, Canada, Mexico, we know these are the host countries for the World Cup, for the 2026 World Cup, which, guys, we are almost to 2026.
I know,
this is crazy. We're getting some games here at Levi's, but they're not going to be very good ones. On Saturday, FIFA revealed Switzerland, Paraguay, Qatar, however you want to say that, Austria, Jordan, Algeria, and Australia as guarantees to play in the group stage matches here at Levi's Stadium. That's going to be starting on June 13th. Of the countries slated to play that I just mentioned, none is even in the top 15 of FIFA's latest world rankings. So we're getting the scraps. Switzerland has the highest ranking at number 17. So there isn't a lot to be excited about other than that's the World Cup and it's going to be cool to be a part of it.
But it'll be fun.
Love to see some slightly more marquee matchups and some bigger, you know, stars take the, I was about to say field, but it's the pitch. Take the pitch. Mm. One other thing that people were immediately pointing out was that the first Bay Area match is set for 12 o'clock. That's going to be Switzerland and Qatar, and it's set for right at noon in June. And anybody who's, they say, attended a 49er game or, you know, during the summertime, half of that stadium unbearably hot. And
oh,
so
that's right.
There's going to be a lot of unhappy viewers and people that spent a lot of money to go to a World Cup match, and they're going to be absolutely baking in the sun if it's going to be a hot day.
Yikes.
Which, again, June, it likely will be. So
yeah.
They say the round of 32 matches in Santa Clara could include the United States, you know, should they advance. So there's a chance that Bay Area fans would get to see the USA. USA! USA! Yeah, but we don't know.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Every single Monday, we bring a picture from our weekend. If you want to check them out, go to Wild Instagram account. That's Wild 94.9. Really easy to remember. Give us a follow if you're not already. Let's go through our pictures, shall we?
Sure.
I had a very eventful weekend. I told you we celebrated my daughter's 14th birthday, and I was going back and forth. Do I bring a picture of me and her, or do I share one of all my kids? And so I opted for this one. It is me and my kids in front of our Christmas tree. I captioned it, "Time for my annual forcing of my family to get into matching PJs for pictures."
Yeah.
I made us take a whole bunch, and I'm going to ultimately throw a couple of these on a Christmas card, and that's what I'm going to send out. But this is just a selfie I took my babies.
Couple things. This is your carefully curated Christmas tree behind us?
Yes.
That I see? Look at that.
Yes.
Look at you.
It's cute. This is not what I was picturing when you mentioned that it was pink. Like the decorations were pink on it.
Yeah,
it's
kind of
like
to
rose
be a little more
gold,
pinky.
Champagne vibes.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
It's very like fancy looking.
Thank
like,
you. You know, it already came pre-lit from Target. It has the lights already on. All I gotta do is pull it out of the thing and plug it in.
Now, the other thing I'm looking at is your daughter's throwing up some signs here.
Yeah, she's got some Cheeto fingers.
Who's she representing?
I don't know.
West Side, maybe?
I'm not really sure. I wish you guys could hear. I'm like so happy these weren't live pictures, because the yelling that happened seconds before, and then when I got everyone to just be quiet, snap a picture, and then yelling again, and then
back to the chaos.
Yes.
But yeah, it is a great picture of you guys.
I'm surprised you got everybody to look at the camera.
Yeah, this is the only one that worked out like that. My daughter is throwing up gang signs.
And then last question, does your husband have these matching jammies as well?
He does.
And why isn't he in here?
Well, this is after we took our pictures. That, you know, my stepson and my husband had already wandered off to go back to whatever they were doing, and I made these
change
ones
clothes.
Stay.
Yeah. All right. My picture is, this is from last night. Kids and I and the family were playing a game of Sorry last night, and I'll have you know that I won the game. It felt pretty good. But
wow.
I
hurt you don't let your kids win?
How do you let them win at Sorry? The cards tell you what to do. It's a game of
you
luck.
You find a way, Graham.
It's a game of luck and some skill, of course, because I won. But I don't know if I pinched a nerve in my neck and my shoulder over the weekend, but still this morning, I'm in excruciating pain. So last night, the kids were trying to give me a massage. My son was actually using his knees on my shoulders here in this picture. My daughter was giving me a little back rub as well. It helped temporarily, but I could barely sleep last night. I was in so much pain.
The way you are placing your knees on the table is like really bothering me.
Here we go.
Yeah, me too.
Here we go.
Like, this is like the world's lowest table. Like, your knees are on top of the table.
Well,
like,
it's a coffee table, so it's low, and I'm sitting on like a poof type thing, a cushiony thing. I don't know what that is.
I feel like if anything, if it were me, I would just sit crisscross applesauce.
I can't do that. I'm a man.
But you can't use crisscross applesauce.
You're just spread out.
My sack in half. Are you kidding me?
Ew.
My sciatic nerve, I meant.
Right.
Tear that in half. I can't sit like that comfortably. My legs and it would go to sleep in a matter of seconds. This is the only way to sit there for me. I'm tall.
Too spread out to where if you lean forward a little bit, everything's getting on the coffee table. And it's a little like...
Yeah, but this is a family night. It's a family night. I'm not worried. I don't have any guests over here.
I know, but still, I don't know. It's gross.
Yeah.
Like, you just set your knees on the table. Like, who
they're
does
not
that?
On
right.
the table.
Yeah,
they're touching the side of the table.
Whatever.
I knew there was going to be some. God. I knew there was going to be some comments.
And then my picture. I spent the weekend in Solvang. Went to the super cute winery. Now you guys have heard.
Your outfit is so cute.
Wait, really? Okay, thank you. I'm glad you said that, because when I was walking around, you know, Solvang, they have a bunch of like little Christmassy stuff
and children.
And so when I was walking around, I was like,
thoughty for that.
It is like stripper vibes.
Yeah.
I was like, although I'm covered up, why do I feel like I'm like so inappropriate right now?
Because you were.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
Shame on you.
I'm wearing leggings, long boots. I mean, I'm wearing a skirt, but again, I'm wearing, like, not leggings, tights underneath my shirt.
I think
shirt.
It's cute.
This is giving me Christmas in Vegas vibes, but, not yeah. Christmas in Solvang vibes.
Christmas showgirl.
Yeah, seriously, just finished a shift at the Spearmint Rhino, not at the Solvang little yeah. Dutch village or whatever it is.
I guess I didn't plan it very well, but this winery, you guys, I recommend Sunstone, I think it's called. Sunstone. Winery in Solvang, super, super cute. The Christmas vibes are there. Except for my outfit, but...
Yeah.
That's not,
I like it.
Yeah, let's go back to looking at Graham and his spread out legs.
Actually, something unrelated. I just got a text from my husband. I think there was just an earthquake.
Okay.
Was there another earthquake?
I wouldn't be surprised. We already had three this morning. And then there was a major earthquake in Japan this morning, earlier this morning. Over,
that's right.
I think it was a 7.2 was what they landed on. And there was a tsunami alert there in Japan for that one.
Whoa.
I don't know if we've since had another little aftershock from this morning's little rumbles, which were near San Ramon.
Yes.
Happened early this morning, and then a couple of them at around 5:30 this morning. Right. I don't know if we've had another one since, but.
Can someone confirm or deny?
Stand by. Stand
by.
Selena, feel it.
Ooh, the answer's going to be no.
Nope.
But my husband did. That's got to count for something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.